Okay, today's daf is Brachas daf Mem Dalet. Today is the last daf here in the sixth parak of Maseches Brachas, Kesen Mavarchin, the next section, Birchas Hanehenin. And today we're going to discuss the topic of Iker V'Tafel. Iker V'Tafel, the lumdus behind it, we know it comes up all the time when we have a mixture of foods, and one is primary and one is secondary, and there's a question about what bracha to make. So the Mishnah tells us, and it came up earlier also once, that you make a bracha on the Iker, and the Tafel does not get a bracha. And the question is, why is that, and where does that come from, and the different nafkaminas related to that in terms of the conceptual analysis. If we have time, we'll get into a little bit halacha lamaisa as well. I mean, all the cases will be halacha lamaisa, but we're going to be focusing on what's behind it. So the Mishnah tells us at the beginning of the daf, heviyu lefanav maliach tchila upasimo. If somebody is eating something very salty, and they eat bread just in order to counter the taste of the salty food, so then, mevarech al maliach, I just make a bracha on the very salty food, upoter es hapas, and that is poter the pas. That's an important lashon, we'll have to get back to that, Hashem, in a minute. Upoter es hapas, it exempts the bread from a bracha, shahapas tfeila lo, because the bread is tafel. And then the Mishnah adds on, zeaklal, this is the rule, kol shehu ikar vimo tfeila, whatever is primary and has something secondary along with him, mavarech al ikar upoter es hatfela. So it's interesting. The Gemara often, when a Mishnah has a lashon like zehaklal, the Gemara says, okay, so what's this meant to include? Here it doesn't say. Here the Gemara doesn't answer the question. So what is the zehaklal coming to include? So that we'll have to see some of the achronim suggest. But what exactly is the case here, first, the Rishonim deal with? That you have a salty food and bread, says the Gemara, omika midi davi maliach ikar upas tfela. Do you ever have a situation where you're eating a salty food and you're only eating bread to counter the salty food? Bread is always the staple. How could bread be secondary? So the Gemara answers, Amar Avacha, Bread Rav Avira, Amar Avashi, Ba'ochlei Peros Ginosar Shanu. We're talking about where one is eating Peros Ginosar, some fruit from near the Kinneret. Rashi says, Peros Eretz Yam Kinneret, Chashuvim Menapas. Some very sweet, tasty fruit. And that's the ikker. So what exactly is the case? It's very sweet, delicious fruit, which I need to balance that with something salty. And then after I eat something salty, so then I have to balance the saltiness with a piece of bread. That's the case. That's the metzias. So they're fine. So ask Tosvos, Shamaliach Iker, Shubala Shiv Halev, Shenechlash, Bebre Petikos Aperos, Vapashalach Rav Tafel, and the bread afterwards is Tafel. So it's the fruit and the salty food and the bread. So ask Tosvos, one second, simple question. So then even the salty food is Tafel. Right? The Iker that I'm eating is this delicious sweet fruit. And then I eat the salty food to potter the fruit. And then I eat the bread to potter to help, you know, counteract some of the saltiness of the salty food. So why do you have to make a bracha on the salty food and pater the bread? You should make a bracha on the fruit, which paters everything else. Tosas kasha. V'im tomar peros u'ikr, u'malia tafa, v'liver chala peros v'lifter kulu. Tosas has two answers. Number one, I didn't eat it at the same place. Maybe I ate the fruit in one place and everything else in another place. Okay. Inami, the answer we're going to focus on. B'shah sha'achal peros ginosar. When I ate the fruit originally, I didn't know that I wasn't going to be able to handle it. I thought that I could take it. And therefore, I only had kavana and focus on this fruit. Lo haya shama dayin maliach upas. De lo haya yodesh yechalash libo machbas amatikus. I'm eating fruit because I thought I'm going to eat fruit. After I eat the fruit and I see, you know, what's happening and I can't deal with it, so then I'm like, oh, you know what? I better eat some salty food. But I knew that salty food was going to need a balance, and that's why I had to have the bread in order to counter the salt. Says the Chazon Ish, based on this Tosfos, there is a question that is asked by the Achronim in terms of Iker V'Tafel, and he says this Tosfos takes a stand on it. What is it? When I make a bracha on the Iker, and I don't make a bracha on the Tafel, here's the question. Is it that the bracha on the Iker exempts the bracha on the Tafel? It's Ke'ilu, the Tafel, the secondary food, also needs a bracha. It's just that the bracha on the ikar takes care of it. It counts. I make a bracha on the ikar. I have cereal and milk. So I make a bracha on the cereal. And then the milk is also covered by the alamichya of the cereal. You can't make an alamichya on milk. But the answer is, if it's a tal, so then it's okay, and that's not halacha in Hilchos Brachos. The bracha on the ikar also works for the tafel. Or do I say no? The chachamim were only misakein brachos on ikar food items. If something is secondary, it doesn't need a bracha. Chazal didn't say that you need a bracha on every single tiny tafel item. If something is very small, of course you always eat it. That's not called tafel. Remember we mentioned last week. Even if I eat, if I taste something, I have a tiny drop of something. That's not tafel, it's just small if I'm tasting it. And therefore, I can make a bracha on it. But the second that something is tafel, maybe the pshat is that it does not need a bracha. So says the Chazon Ish, you see approach number one from this Tosfos. Why? Because the maliach is clearly tafel. So you just didn't have it in mind when you originally ate the fruit. I ate the fruit, now I'm going to eat the tafel. If it's true that a tafel does not need a bracha, then even if I didn't realize I was going to have it when I ate the ikar, I shouldn't even have to make a bracha on it. The fact that I have to make a bracha on the maliach, it must be that a tafel does need a bracha, but it's covered by the bracha of the ikar. But here, I didn't know I was going to eat the tafel. And that's why the bracha of the ikar didn't cover it, and that's why I would have to make a bracha on the tafel. That's the Chazon Ish here, the end of Hilchos Dvarim, Hanoagim Besuda, the end of Simon Chav Zayin. Mivur, after he quotes this Tosfos, Dehad de Iker Potra Tafel, ain't Pirusho de Tafel, ain't Sarech Bracha. That's not the Pshat. De Natal Chiv Bracha Mimenu, Kiva Chihu Rak Tafel. No. Ela Pirusho Sha Tafel, ain't Sarech Bracha Didei. It doesn't mean its own Bracha. Ela Shet Sarech Ata Birchas Iker. It just takes the Birchas Iker, Ba'afa Aviata, Ha Iker, Ba Tafel, Birchas Ein Shavos. That's the chiddush, that even though I usually need a specific bracha, let's say a bread usually means hamotzi, but because here it is functioning as a tafel, so therefore its bracha is the bracha of the ikar, and it's covered by the bracha of the ikar. So that is really the issue that we're going to talk about, and there are many other areas to look in to see where this comes up. First, let's focus on what the question that we just asked in our Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah says Zeh HaKlal. After saying an example, the Mishnah says, and this is the rule: whenever you have Iker and Tafel, you mavarach on the Iker and Potros at Tfela. So, what is that second line including? And the Gemara often asks this, but here the Rishonim and the Achronim. Zeh HaKlal. This is the rule. Says the Rabbi Kiva Eger on Mishnayis, Ef Shalomar Denakat Kain. It's possible. What's the example given in the Reish of the Mishnah? Right, I'm making a bracha on the Maliach, which is, doesn't say what the salty food is, but let's say it's some type of shahakol, and that could take care of the bread. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, I might have thought, with just the resha, maybe the reason you could use the bracha of the ikar for the tafel is because it's a shahakol, as we discussed a few days ago. Maybe shahakol is different, because after all, shahakol you could really use b'dieved for anything. Maybe that's why here the ikar could work for the bracha of the tafel. That's what I might have thought. Ef Shalomar, to knock at Cain, to lo neima, don't say, to dafka maliach, to berchaso shahakol, to shayakamkin ala pas, if we pass it that way. We have the machlokas about that. You might have thought that it's dafka that. Yatsa, that works. Mishamachi betafel niftar. But, aval ba'alma, hecha de berchaz ikar lo shayach la tafel, but what if you have a case where the bracha of the ikar is not shayach to the tafel? I don't know, the ikar is hadama, and the tafel is ha'etz. I'm saying that's also not good. No, the ikar is hadama, and the tafel is mizonos. Something like that. So then maybe I would have thought that you don't say it. Kigocha ikar bori pri ha'etz, v'hatafel bori pri hadama, lo niftar, mishamachi nakazakla, kenir ledi is daiti be'ezaz Hashem. That's the chiddush, that's the added addition, that it doesn't only apply to shahakol. That is the Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eger. What's the hava mina? What's the maskana? Why would I have thought it only applies to shahakol? Kamashvalan, it applies to any bracha. So says Rav Salvechik here in the Rishivo Shiurim are two deis. The hava mina, maybe Rabbi Kiva Eger's hava mina, is that I don't apply. Again, as a quote Rabbi Kiva Eger, but he quotes the issue. Maybe I would have thought that it's the bracha of the ikar works for the bracha of the tafel. The tafel needs a bracha, but he uses the bracha of the ikar. So maybe I would have thought that maybe only where the bracha of the ikar applies to it and could include it, would you say that. So maybe shahakol is the only one. Since shahakol, you could make a bracha on this food anyway with shahakol, b'di'eved. So therefore, you might have said, that's only where the ikar of the bracha of the ikar patters the tafel. But kamashvalan, that there's no limits. So what's the kamashvalan maybe? That the tafel does not need a bracha. And that's why it works. It's not limited to Shahakol. Va'kochav tzorach lomar to be'ikir v'tafel ein chiyuv levarech klal ala tafel. You don't need to bring a bracha. Chachamim were only misakin brachos for main food items. V'yavo b'sha'asur l'anos be'el mazeh b'li bracha. Didn't we learn at the beginning of the parak, you can't get benefit from the world without making a bracha. How can you say the tafel doesn't get a bracha? Yishlomar, dachal iser lenos b'li bracha, rak b'makam shachal chovas bracha. The iser to benefit without a bracha is only where you're supposed to make a bracha. Where I'm not supposed to make a bracha, there's no iser to get benefit without a bracha. I'm not doing anything wrong. That's why, for example, in Onain, Rachman al-Islan, somebody lost one of his seven relatives, eats without a bracha. What do you mean? He's stealing from God. The answer is, you're only stealing if you're supposed to make a bracha. If the Chachamim told me not to make a bracha here, so then I'm not stealing from God without making the bracha. Right? Even though an Onin is not allowed to do Averos, an Onin can't eat not kosher, an Onin can't violate Shabbos, an Onin is just pater from mitzvah saseh. So isn't this an Isser? The answer is no. It's an Isser of stealing flowing from the mitzvah saseh of the bracha. The Isser inochal al hecha shachal chiyah bracha, and therefore that doesn't apply. That doesn't apply here. So we have the issue of Tosfos, and then number two, we have the issue of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. What happens if somebody, happens sometimes, it could happen, if I eat a food as a tafel, and then I eat it as an ikker. Let's say I have a chicken and vegetable stew, and the chicken is clearly ikar. And therefore, I make a shahakol on this stew because that's my main part, the food in this mixture. And then afterwards, after I eat the stew, I eat that vegetable plain, separately. I eat the vegetable plain. Do I have to make a new bracha on that vegetable? I already ate that vegetable 10 minutes ago as a tafel, and now I eat it as an ikker. Now I eat it as an ikker. Let's say. Somebody comes up also. It can't come up. Let's say somebody pours in extra milk into his cereal, dafka, to be able to have extra milk to drink after the cereal. If I have regular, just some milk left over, like often has, and you drink it, that's still called tafel. But what if I bedafka, put extra milk into the cereal, because I know after I eat the cereal, I'm going to want to drink the milk, and I put in extra to make sure. So first, I eat the cereal, and the milk is tafel, and then afterwards, I'm going to drink the milk, and the milk is primary, because the milk is a separate item. Do I have to make a bracha on that? I have to make a bracha on the milk when I drink it separately. I already make a bracha on the milk as a tafel originally when I ate the cereal, but now do I make a separate bracha on the milk? That's a machlokes. The Ritva here on Daf Mem Aleph a few days ago, the Ritva said you do not make a new bracha. You do not make a new bracha on the milk in that case. Uperos haboyim betoch asuda machba suuda. I have fruit during the meal. Let's say I have some fruit during my meal. The lamali ravo no ololafis ben esapas to fill my hunger as some type of regular food item. V'nibshach bohen v'ochlanachar asuda l'tayding ba'alma. And then afterwards, I don't know. Let's say somebody has fruit during the meal as part of one of the courses, and then they're going to have separate fruit for dessert. They're going to have it separately. Nira de'ein bevarech aleim lefneim klal. No bracha. No bracha. You ready? Made a bracha on them. Made a bracha on them. And the Rashba says, oh, it's a machlokas in the Yerushalmi. Maybe you would make a bracha. What's that about? So again, it's our issue. If I say the bracha of the ikker also exempts the bracha of the on the tafel, it works for the tafel, then this already got a bracha. So what? That I'm now eating it as an ikker. This vegetable, the milk already got a bracha. The milk needed a mizonos, you're right, and now it turns into an ikker, but it's still got a bracha. Therefore, you would not have to make a new bracha. But if I say no, if I eat a food as a tafel, it doesn't need a bracha, period. So when I ate the cereal, the milk did not need a bracha. But now I'm eating the milk as milk. Now I'm eating the milk as something significant itself. So then maybe I would need a bracha on the milk in that case, and that is what we do, and that's generally what we paskin, that you would make a bracha on the ikker if you eat it as a plain ikker in that case. Oh, what else? By the way, we didn't point out, Rav Moshe points out in the Teshuvah, the language of the Mishnah seems to say approach number one. Poter es ha-pas. Poter. It sounds like that the bracha is working for the tafel, not that the tafel does not need a bracha. The kobo, also one of the Rishonim discussed, and the Mishnah Berurah discusses this. What about bracha achrona? Does ikker v'tafel work for bracha achrona? What's the question? Let's say I have an ikker, but I don't eat enough of the ikker for a bracha achrona. But I eat enough of bracha of the tafel. Right? It happens often a cookie. I eat cookies. Let's say the flour in the cookie is a minority ingredient. Minority ingredient. You have to make a bracha because it's the mizonos and, you know, everything gets. But if I didn't have enough flour in order to make an alamechia, but the sugar and the honey and cinnamon and all other ingredients that are have much more, and I'm mashlim the shear of kizayis, and I have a lot of that to make a bracha. So what bracha do I say? All of those extra ingredients are berina fashas. The ikr, though, is alamichya, right? Or let's say I eat a mixture, and the ikr, let's say I'm eating an apple and pomegranate salad. And the ikr is the apples. And I also have some pomegranates, right? So then, you know, what bracha achrona would you make then? Or the example that he gives, the Kolbo says that you're eating a radish and olive dish, right? So the ikar is the radish and the tafel is the olive. So do I make a bari nefashos, like the radish would need? Or do I make an al ha'etz v'al priya etz, after I have grapes or olives or any of the shivas amidim, I have to make an al ha'etz v'al priya etz. So does ikar v'tafel apply to bracha achrona? The Kolbo is on page ayin hey. V'tzarech la'ayin was a da'filu b'tzon v'zayish shemayet tzon ikar birchas atzon poteras im nomar sheyifter osa b'bracha shalachare agamkein. Olo, he has that suffix. The Efshar, the Hua did the Potter also be Bracha Shalach Rav Gamkein. He says he's not to say, you know, it would work. It would work. You would say Iker V'Tafel, and the Iker would Potter. So again, if you say approach number one, that the Iker, the Bracha of the Iker works for the Tafel also, then maybe it would need a separate Bracha. This is an Allah Eitz Val Pri Eitz. It's a separate category. Right? It would need a separate Bracha. You can't Potter. Or let's say you ate more of the Shear of the Tafel. But if you say a Tafel does not need a Bracha, so then maybe it would work because, you know, tafel does not need a bracha technically, and therefore even if you eat a lot of it, so then it would still be covered because it doesn't really even have to be covered. Two more points, and then we'll wrap it up. Something that we discussed a couple of days ago when we discussed the bracha of shahakol. Same halachic question, but now we're related to here. What if I eat the tafel before I eat the ikar? Right, we mentioned from the Ramah quotes, from the Chumas HaDeshen. What if I eat something just to wet my palate, in order to get the juices going? I don't really want this item, but I eat it in order to be able to cover myself and make the food feel good. The Ramah writes this in Reish Yud Beis. The Ramah in Reish Yud Beis has this case. Let me find this halacha. The Ramah says here, if I eat the food as a tafel, but I eat it beforehand. So is that going to get a bracha? Says the Ramah. If not, I'll just quote from it. Says the Ramah here. Hadam avarchan ala ikar poter satfela haynush achlu biyachad osha ochel ha ikar tchila avalam ochel ha tafel tchila. If I eat the tafel first, kosher rotsa lishtos v'rotsa lechol tchila kadesh loisha liba derekna v'chul, or if I eat some seeds, then you have to make a bracha on the tafel. Of course you have to make a bracha on the tafel, says the Ramah, if you eat it first. So what's the of course? So again, if I say the bracha, the tafel needs a bracha, it's just covered by the bracha on the ikar, then it's an of course. You can't make a bracha, you can't eat something without making a bracha on it. Even a tafel always needs a bracha. So if you eat that first, you're going to have to make a bracha on the tafel. But if the point is that the tafel does not need a bracha, it's just that the ikar, you know, but Chazal were misaking brachas on ikar, not tafel, then theoretically, maybe you shouldn't have to make a bracha on the tafel, even if I eat it first. Maybe that's why that was the bracha of shahakol, the Maharaj Har Zeruah said a few days ago when we spoke about shahakol. Either way, that's another point of lumdus. The final point I wanted to mention is a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, the last line of the Yerushalmi in Psachim, applies ikar v'tafel to mitzvos. What if I have three mitzvos to do? One is called an ikar mitzvah, one is called a tafel mitzvah. How do you ever have that? All mitzvahs are ikar. Right? We don't judge mitzvos. How do you ever have that? So what's the last sugya in Maseches Pesachim? I'm eating the Karban Chagiga and the Karban Pesach. And we know the Karban Pesach is eaten as I get satiated. Right? Not after I'm satiated. We say Nechal Al HaSofa. That doesn't mean after I'm satiated. That's called an Achila Gasa. Right, that you can't eat it. But what if I'm supposed to eat the Karban Pesach as I become satiated? So the Mishnayos and the Gemara talks about that we bring the Karban Chagiga with the Karban Pesach so that I eat the Karban Chagiga first in order to be able to help myself get satiated. And then the Karban Pesach. Again, if I have a very large sheep and I have very few people in my family, then maybe I wouldn't need the Karban Chagiga in this case. But what if I'm eating the Karban Chagiga? So that's what the Yerushalmi says. There's a Birchas HaMitzvah on, just like we make Alachilas Matzah, Alachilas Marar, we would make Alachilas Karban Pesach, whatever the bracha is. What about the Alachilas Chagiga, the Zevach? Would you make a separate bracha? So the last line in the Yerushalmi, Amar Abzera, the lo berach berchas haPesach, lo pater shel zevach, v'shel zevach pater shel Pesach, shel Pesach v'chal zevach. So first the Gemara says maybe the Karban Chagiga is a more inclusive lashon. Karban Pesach is called zevach Pesach, so you make the berchas haZevach that should be more inclusive. So that bracha should work for the Karban Pesach. And the Gemara says no, just the opposite. The opposite. Amar Rabbi Mana haPesach Iker v'haZevach Tfela. The bracha on the Karban Pesach could work for the bracha on the Chagiga. Why? Because the Pesach is Iker. You only need the Karban Chagiga in order to help yourself get full in order for the Karban Pesach. It says the Karban Eidah right there, and we learned in Brachas Mem Dalad that Mavarech al Iker upotir asat feila. If I use Iker v'tafel for Birchas HaMitzvah, it's clearly saying that the bracha of the Iker works as the bracha of the tafel. Every mitzvah needs a bracha. You can't say there are only Iker mitzvos need a bracha and not tafel mitzvos. There are reasons that various mitzvos don't get a bracha. It's not because it's not important. It's not because it's a tafel. And therefore, it's not like we say anati lulav on all four minim. It's not that there's a bracha on the lulav and it's pottering the other three minim. It's one bracha and we just call the whole all four items together, we call it the lulav, because that's the tallest one. The Gemara says, Gavoa Mikulan. But it's not that there's one bracha that's pottering. But either way, this is the Yerushalmi gives the example. The other example, the tour. The tour in Hilchos Pesach quotes, you don't make a separate bracha on the charoses. You don't make a bracha on Alachilas charoses. Why not? Because Alachilas Mara covers it. And the charoses is niftar. Charoses is niftar and covered. So if Salvechik says here in the Rishiva Shirim also, that's the Chiddush. That's a chiddush to say that again, but that's like the Yerushalmi. It's applied. If I would say that the bracha of the tuf, the ikar of a tuffel is that the tuffel doesn't need an ikar, doesn't need a bracha, then you wouldn't say anything like this. You wouldn't say that, you know, a kid, you would have to make a bracha on the charoses too. So what? It's tuffel. You wouldn't apply it to birchas haMitzvah. Again, this is some of the lumdis behind this sugya. There's a lot, many issues that come up halacha l'maisa and ikar of a tuffel, all the different mixtures and ice cream sandwiches and soups, many different sugyas that come up. But today we focused on the lumdis behind the topic. Okay, we'll stop here.